It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. Head coach Bob McKillop joining us here courtside. And coach, this team tonight, we saw this on Tuesday as well against Fordham, came out focused, but there was decisive passing, upbeat, energy from start to finish.
Well, you saw the numbers again tonight, 24 assists and 7 turnovers. To put back-to-back games of 25 assists, 24 assists, 7 turnovers, 2 turnovers, that's a 59, that's a 5-1 ratio right there. That's pretty impressive. And then, of course, we look at the rebounding stats, 41 to 25. When have we beaten a team as good as this on their home court, 41-25 on the glass? Shot 50% from three. But how about two guys with double-doubles? Nelson Bochy-Yadam is first in his career, 11 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. What a stat line. Absolutely incredible. And again, I tip my hat to him because of how hard he's worked to get to this position. And I tip my hat to assistant coaches who never let him give up, who just relentlessly work with him during the spring, the summer, the fall, and even now. Just a marvelous statement about stick-to-itiveness and toughness to fight and keep fighting. And then John, I think, had another spectacular game, back-to-back, double-double, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 turnovers, 2 steals. He was our quarterback as good as he was on Tuesday night.
And, Coach, with Nelson and those 10 rebounds, 6 of those came at the offensive end.
Yeah, and you know, we did some great things on the offensive glass, and I'm sure I'm going to find some things about our foul shooting, our box out at the foul line as we gave the shooter a second shot opportunity because we didn't box the shooter. And then one time Luca fell down or got pushed down, and they got another offensive foul rebound. And we just so I'll find something to make sure we can correct that.
Coach, two things that stand out for me. Number one, 38-9, you outscored them in terms of bench points.
Wow,
my gosh.
Again, go back to the record book and find out when was the last time Davidson, the basketball, had a 38-9 advantage in the bench.
Yeah.
And 38 points from the bench. Wow.
That's amazing. But what was it on the defensive end? You guys did, I thought, a great job. And I thought particularly Luca kind of just stood his ground. I know he's got some fouls and got into trouble, but I think it was your interior defense that was really good.
Well,
tonight,
I thought there was also great closeouts, and it was great pressure on the ball. And as I've said all along, our coach that has scouted the game has done a masterful job of getting our guys to understand tendencies. I think we really, after we got done with the VCU game, we said we just got to go back to really schooling them on tendencies and not so much worry about their sets and worry about their formations, but their tendencies. And I thought that Matt McKillop did a tremendous job of getting our guys focused on tendencies, and I thought we played their tendencies perfectly.
Coach, another thing that stands out, two games ago, you had 4 players score. Tonight, you look at the point distribution, 5 players in double figures, but there were so many players that contributed tonight.
Yeah, and Bates Jones, he played only 11 minutes, but the way he threw his body around, the presence he had, just tremendous. And how about Malcolm Winter there at the end? He has 5 points and a terrific assist to David. David Christensen comes in and probably best game as a Davidson player. So we had a lot of bests tonight from a lot of guys who are going to have to step up to the plate as we move through this next month.
And, Coach, how much has the confidence grown in this last little spurt offensively, especially from 3 and the movement? There's just so much more fluidity right now to the offense.
Well, your confidence can grow from victories and from performances like you had at Fordham, against Massachusetts at home. But we haven't had that on the road since, Chicago when we played Loyola. So for us to come up here in this environment, and you saw what it was like. I mean, they were here since 6 o'clock this afternoon, full throttle on our guys the entire game. And for us to win a game like this in this environment by this significant a margin, it shows a lot of maturity and a lot of growth and a lot of confidence.
Coach, talk about just the ball movement that we have seen over these past several games, and even in the second half for VCU and things like that, has just really been special. And it just seems like just a different mentality, especially on the part of John Axel. But.
John's been a sensational quarterback. You know, he's been a triple option quarterback, and what that gives us, it gives us the ability to pass, gives us the ability to run, and it gives us the ability to see secondary receivers and have other guys play quarterback wildcat. And so he's been a catalyst for it, and everyone else has bought into it. But unless they're cutting hard and unless they're screening, those guys don't get open. But they are cutting hard and they are screening, and I think that's really been a big, big plus for us.
Coach, I'll leave you with this because I know this is probably going to be really important. 13 in a row for Davidson on Valentine's Day. You're now 10-0
on Valentine's Day. You know, I remember one Valentine's Day, and we're in a Southern Conference at the time, and one of the ESPN writers, as he was forecasting the week, said that Davidson was going to have their bubble burst on Valentine's Day. We played down at the College of Charleston. I'm not sure if Bobby Kremins was coaching at that point, but he said we were going to have a bubble burst because we were undefeated. And I think it was Stephen's sophomore year maybe, and we didn't have a burst then.
Well, Coach, the streak is alive and well here tonight. Congratulations on a big win on the road here tonight.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Perk.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.